Now Hugh and the stranger had not gone much further when they met a company of soldiers, gaily dressed, with feathers in their caps and glittering muskets on their shoulders. In front marched the drummers and fifers, making such merry music that Hugh would gladly have followed them to the end of the world. If he were only a soldier, he said to himself, old Mr. Toil would never venture to look him in the face.
Quick step! Forward march!
Shouted a gruff voice. Little Hugh started in great dismay, for this voice sounded precisely like that which he had heard every day in Mr. Toil's schoolroom. And, turning his eyes to the captain of the company, what should he see but the very image of old Mr. Toil himself, in an officer's dress, to be sure, but looking as ugly and disagreeable as ever.
"This is certainly old Mr. Toil," said Hugh, in a trembling voice. "Let us away, for fear he should make us enlist in his company."
"You are mistaken again, my little friend," replied the stranger very composedly. "This is only a brother of Mr. Toil's, who has served in the army all his life. You and I need not be afraid of him."
"Well," said Hugh, "if you please, sir, I don't want to see the soldiers any more."
So the child and the stranger resumed their journey, and after a while they came to a house by the roadside where a number of young men and rosy-cheeked girls, with smiles on their faces, were dancing to the sound of a fiddle.